You're listening to Ark Bell Somewhere in Time on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from September 23rd, 1997.
By the way, I got a request for a Danyon update. I haven't said much because he continues to get better. Nothing but better. Is now out of intensive care, which is a good sign. Still is in the hospital and will be for some time now. But he is out of intensive care and out of immediate danger. Now, I will tell you this. Beginning tomorrow, they are going to have to put him back on Coumadin. Coumadin is the blood thinner. And that is going to be a critical moment. Of course, Coumadin is required for the heart valve he has, which is what he received when he was struck by lightning. As I told you before, Coumadin was also what was killing him. So obviously, at the moment he goes back on Coumadin, which he has to do, there will be a moment of truth, of course, and we will all pray the bleeding continues to remain stopped. If it does, then his recovery from that point should be fairly rapid. Once again, here is David Oates. David, if you've got the Mike Tyson rubber duck thing, play it again.
Okay, here it is. I'm very curious what you've got to say about this. So
right.
We'll run it forward first.
Other than to say when the budding occurred, and I thought I might lose because of a severity of a cut above my eye, I just snapped.
And the verse was, here I am, rubber duck.
Here I am, Lubbadah.
All right. The following comes from Al Collier in Little Rock, Arkansas, who says, Art, regarding Mike Tyson's rubber duck, as a former semi-pro boxer during the 1960s and 70s, the term rubber duck was an insider's term for punch drunk. Or a fighter who was mentally beat but whose body was still standing, a person who was literally too dazed to fall down.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that, huh?
I had no idea.
Well, either did I.
And, you know, I almost didn't play that reversal. It made no sense to me. I'm going, rubber duck?
Yep.
Wow.
There you are.
Wow. Well, you know, I've got to tell you, these sort of things happen to me every single week when I'm working with clients. Well, particularly when I'm working with clients, I'll find a reversal that just makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever, and then I'll play it, and it'll have this very deep personal meaning. I mean, people have strange terminologies that they use themselves that no one else does.
Exactly.
And, punch drunk, hey?
Yep.
Well, there you go. And, you know, we had another instance to this on your program a couple of times back. I played a reversal from the Mars conferences that said the alpha search the hill and shake the loose dirt. And I had no idea what alpha meant. And you had a reader fax in to talk about the alpha spectrometer.
That's correct.
And that's something I didn't know either. And, see, it's these type of things that constantly validate reverse speech. And when you get these validations all the time, I mean, constantly, you've got to ask the questions. There is so much evidence that comes up to validate this. It's how can anyone deny it? It's, especially after all the times I've been on your air and all the contextual relationships and all the facts that we uncover that subsequently turn out to be valid.
Quite true.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we move on to Mark Furman?
Let's go straight to Mark Furman. He was an interesting character.
Yes.
To be quite frank, I went into this with a fair amount of bias. I really didn't like the man from all the media and press reports. But what I found in reverse was not what I was expecting to find. I'll just lead into this slowly. Most of his reversals occurred in the very first half of the program, where he was talking about his work with gangs and the kids, and he obviously had a great love of that. And reversals dropped off when he started talking about OJ. But this is the first one, and he's talking about his new career direction.
Kind of a long way around the barn, instead of now working for a corporation as an investigator. What I plan on doing, I am currently investigating researching an unsolved homicide.
But he has finances on his mind in this case, and he says in reverse, I'll send Sharebroker.
I sent Sharebroker.
Well, do that again.
I sent Sharebroker.
Right. Now, either that's about his financial career move, or maybe there was a share broker involved in the crime that he's currently investigating. But he mentions money three or four times in this transcript, more so than I've seen other people mention.
Well, I would imagine he would be concerned about it, retired now.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely right. And, you know, the fact that he mentions money is not an indictment on his character at all. Money makes the world go round, as you said, in one of the Area 51 callers, and I've got a very interesting reversal to play to you on that one as well.
All right.
And you are next up on the list. And you're talking about how Las Vegas has changed, and now it's run by gangs.
But
things changed.
Sorry?
You know, Las Vegas became a sort of a combination gaming town, Disneyland, and politics changed. Sheriffs change, things change. Now there's gangs.
Yep. And we did this reversal in class, and everyone burst out laughing. It's a fairly long reversal, so you have to listen to it. It's got slight metaphoric context, but the verse is saying, then aliens at night, you're making ill maidens, share the muck. And ill maidens referring, I guess, to the prostitution business in Las Vegas.
Aliens at night, and you're making ill maidens share the muck.
Is that too long for you?
Well, I don't know if I heard it clearly. I heard aliens clearly.
Yeah, then aliens at night. Let me just play that half first.
Aliens at night.
Aliens at night, that I heard.
Then aliens at night. We'll do it again.
Aliens at night.
And then you go on and say, you're making ill maidens share the muck.
You're making ill maidens share the muck.
Okay, so let's do that again. We'll do it in two halves. Yeah, these long reversals are pretty difficult to get all at once. And then you're making ill maidens share the muck.
You're making ill maidens share the muck.
What's it like hearing your own reversals, Art?
Bizarre. Bizarre. And I'm interested in your catch. Have you caught me in what would seem to be an incongruity?
No, I really haven't, and I was looking for it, but no, pretty much what you see from you is what you get. I'm just going through the transcript of the verses I have to play, and I really didn't. A lot of you, sometimes you're just commenting on the controls and what you're thinking and getting the program going, and I really didn't, at least not this time, but maybe next show I will.
I know the audience sitting out there probably going, oh, come on. There's got to be, he's just being nice to Art. There's got to be, I want you to go and look for incongruities next time, all right?
You want me to specifically look for them?
That's
okay.
Right, that's right.
All right. Well, you know, you've got to lead people into this slowly. If I don't want a repeat of my lawsuit I had with my client who stormed out of my office.
By the way, yes, what did the judge say, I meant to ask you?
The judge found the whole thing very bizarre, to be quite frank, and he's saying, what, he played the tape backwards, and that's what you got upset about? And he was... found the whole thing really quite incredulous, and she really lost the case because she got she started accusing me of using Charles Manson cult practices and mind programming, and you know, she really went quite paranoid, and that's what lost the case.
I see.
Essentially, but the other thing too was all my clients before I tape them sign a release. It's a standard release form, and absolving me of all responsibility, and that's essentially what happened.
I understand. All right.
And, okay, so let's move back to Mark Furman, and he's talking about the gangs here.
It was a neighborhood territorial type of structure.
Sure.
Kids that maybe weren't great students or didn't have a great home life, or they were criminals already.
And she says in the verse, dear demented girls.
Here's the vintage girls.
Oh.
Here's the vintage girls.
You hear that one okay?
Sure.
Now let me run that whole track backwards and you'll hear the reversal amongst the gibberish.
Yep.
Did you hear that?
Oh, yes, very clearly.
Yeah, very clear. And, you know, these things just stick out amongst the gibberish, and once you know what you're looking for, they are so plain. Sometimes I'll gasp in shock as I find one. And, okay, and still talking about the gangs, and then we'll play a couple more on this, and I'll may skip some and go into O.J. Simpson.
Leaving their weapons, they had more. We had a real money problem, and then there was no more neighborhood or territorial issue.
And he says in reverse, no one's running in the love, home bad.
No one's running in the love, home bad. No one's running in the love, home bad.
You hear that one okay?
Yes, but I don't know what it means.
Oh, well, okay. Well, he has a genuine compassion for these people here. No one's running with love, and they come from a bad home.
Oh.
No one's running in the love, home bad.
I've got you.
Dear demented girl. See, and part of the issue in determining what reversals mean, see, you've got to realize they don't come in long, elaborate sentences. They're almost like footnotes from the unconscious. You'll get four or five words, and it's condensed down, so you don't get this encyclopedia definition. And it's a different language, a different feel. And once you get used to it, I mean, that's what training's all about. I'm probably half of my training program of my year course is spent in actually teaching people how to decipher what they mean. And okay, so then we've got another one on you coming up. And what we're seeing in Mark Furman, though, at least so far, is a fairly compassionate man. Both of these reversals are reversals of compassion. These people don't have love, dear demented girls.
Mm-hmm.
And as you start to move on, this is you next. And here we go.
Then I guess became, as you said, a battle for territory, and what they did control, they were selling in, and what they wanted to control, they fought for.
And then you say, I make him sing on it.
I make him sing on it.
I make him sing on it. I make him sing on it.
I make him sing on it.
Yeah, and I actually heard you say that forwards in one of your interviews, talking to someone, I'm making him sing. And I can't remember which interview that came from, but sing.
Oh, that would have been an Area 51 call, I'm sure.
Right, to spill his guts.
Yeah.
And that's what you're trying to do, make him sing. And I'm very curious to hear you track your emotional state as we get into some more reversals on you. A lot of my clients, when they hear the reversal, say they get this very bizarre feeling. It's and some people get goosebumps up and down their spine. So.
Hmm.
Okay, now we are moving on to O.J. Simpson type reversals, and let us move.
Happened and didn't happen in this case. And I kept it very close to the vest. I kept it to myself. Even my good friends, when this book finally came out, go, how did you not tell us? You know, my response was, you didn't need to know.
So he's talking about some of the inner workings of the case.
That's right.
First reversal, surprisingly enough, I think to many people, will be, I sensed the bigots.
I sensed the bigots.
Wow.
I sensed the bigots.
And again?
I sensed the bigots.
Right.
Now, he was the one who was accused of being the
bigot.
And yet here we have him projecting that on to the others. And there's two more reversals. First one is the next one is I make enough. And it's the referring to money, as you'll tell by the reversal coming after.
I make enough. I make enough.
Okay.
I make enough, yes.
Make enough. But then he says, those snobs around money. Once again, not directed at him, but to the other people involved in the case.
Those snobs around money. Those snobs around money.
You hear that?
Yes.
Okay, and let's just run the whole track backwards again. And I sense the bigots, I make enough, those snobs around money. You'll hear that all embedded in the backwards gibberish.
Well, I didn't mean those snobs around money. Mm-hmm. So I used to get out, I make enough.
There it is.
Yep.
I sense the bigots out of the 12th gear.
Okay.
Yes, and that was that all actually together?
Well, there was a little bit
of gibberish in between, but I mean, generally, that was all together. You didn't patch that together?
No. Oh, no. This is exactly straight backwards. That's not patched together. That's what I call a cluster. When I say reversals occur once every 10 seconds or so, that's an average. But generally, the way you'll find them is three or four will be together in a batch, or what I call clusters. It's part of the theory I teach of how to interpret clusters. And then you'll get a gap of 15 or 20 seconds, and then you'll get another cluster. And you can actually track them. When you draw it out, they go in and out, very similar to sound waves going in and out. And I think it's the unconscious influence rise to the surface. You'll get a batch of information, then it goes down, and like the tides of the ocean is a very good analogy.
Okay.
And that's the cluster. And then we have another reversal straight after, this is about money again, but this is his need for money now.
When the political climate, I can take so much heat, and I did. And I went to Idaho, and I'm working, and I'm retired, and I'm leaving everybody alone.
Okay, he's retired. Now, you remember the very first reversal I sent share broker talking about his retirement. Now he says, your money, I need your money.
Your money, I need your money. Your money, I need your money.
And again.
Your money, I need your money.
Yeah, very clear.
Right, and, you know, I mean, he's making his money now from book sales and lectures, I guess, and... I was actually trying to find a reversal on me that someone found on me in one of your programs, and I was talking about my book and getting people to buy my book, and there was a reversal on me that says it will give me more money, but I couldn't find a reversal to play. I figured, seeing I was going to talk about Thurman's need for money, I better show my side of the coin as well. So, anyway, none of us escape from reverse speech.
I understand. And I'm sure you would find the same thing on me when I'm doing advertisements, that kind of thing.
Oh, sure, absolutely correct. And one of my analysts who's recently graduated from the course is actually wanting to pursue a career in approaching advertising agencies to analyze their adverts. Are their adverts congruent or not? Or does the commentator say you're advertising a washing machine? Is the commentator saying this will be the best thing for you, or this machine is a load of rubbish?
Yes, there would be a commercial application, it seems to me. Now, we all know the FCC has prohibited backwards or masked messages in commercials, but if you were able to incorporate in the way you said something about a product, something that would absolutely appear subconsciously to be congruent, you could legally, it seems to me, send a subconscious message to buy a product.
That is very true. You are utilizing a natural function of the human mind, reverse speech. Backward messages do occur in advertisements, and maybe I should... I haven't got any here.
And if they had David Oates there, they could recut the commercial until they got the reverse congruent speech that they wanted, and then presumably the product would sell many times over.
There is no doubt in my mind about that. There are certain ways one can speak and certain emotions one needs to create, and not just have a false creation, but a genuine access that will produce certain specific reversals.
Well, the next question is, David, would it be possible to fool reverse speech, as some people are said to be able to fool a lie detector?
At this stage of my research, no. I have not yet been able to fool it. I have achieved, I've been able to reduce the number of reversals
of
the way that I communicate, but no, you can't, at this stage of the work, no, you cannot fool it. That doesn't say that at some future stage someone may come up with a method to do that, but currently now, no, I don't believe you can. I really don't believe you can, because it's out of our conscious control.
Well, I am told that people who really believe their lies, now that might be a different situation are able to fool a lie detector. In other words, if they have somehow mentally convinced themselves of the lie. David, hold on. We're at the top of the hour. We'll be right back, and let us delve when we get back into Area 51. How about that?
Okay, we can go straight to that.
All right, good. Stay right where you are. David in Alaska is my guest. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from September 23rd, 1997.
And your shoes are putting furry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Jang.